Here we go again. We were all standing in line waiting for breakfast when one of the caseworkers came in and tap, tap, tap down the line. Uh-oh. This meant bad news. Either they'd found a foster home for somebody or somebody was about to get paddled. All the kids watched the woman as she moved along the line, her high-heeled shoes sounding like little firecrackers going off on the wooden floor. Shoot, she stopped at me and said, "Are you Buddy Caldwell?" I said, "It's Bud, not Buddy, ma'am." She put her hand on my shoulder and took me out of line. Then she pulled Jerry, one of the littler boys, over. "Aren't you Jerry Clark?" He nodded. "Boys, good news. Now that the school year has ended, you both have been accepted in new temporary care homes, starting this afternoon." Jerry asked the same thing I was thinking. "Together?" She said, "Why, no. Jerry, you'll be in a family with three little girls." Jerry looked like he'd just found out they were going to dip him in a pot of boiling milk. "And Bud?" She looked at some paper she was holding. "Oh, yes, the Amoses. You'll be with Mr. and Mrs. Amos and their son, who's 12 years old. That makes him just 2 years older than you, doesn't it, Bud?" "Yes, ma'am," she said. "I'm sure you'll both be very happy." Me and Jerry looked at each other. The woman said, "Now, now, boys, no need to look so glum. I know you don't understand what it means, but there's a depression going on all over this country. People can't find jobs, and these are very, very difficult times for everybody. We've been lucky enough to find two wonderful families who've opened their doors for you. I think it's best that we show our new foster families that we're very..." She dragged out the word "very," waiting for us to finish her sentence for her. Jerry said, "Cheerful, helpful, and grateful." I moved my lips and mumbled. She smiled and said, "Unfortunately, you won't have time for breakfast. I'll have a couple of pieces of fruit put in a bag. In the meantime, go to the sleep room and strip your beds and gather all of your things." Here we go again. I felt like I was walking in my sleep as I followed Jerry back to the room where all the boys' beds were jim-jammed together. This was the third foster home I was going to, and I'm used to packing up and leaving, but it still surprises me that there are always a few seconds, right after they tell you you've got to go, when my nose gets all runny and my throat gets all choky and my eyes get all stingy. But the tears coming out doesn't happen to me anymore. I don't know when it first happened, but it seems like my eyes don't cry no more. Jerry sat on his bed, and I could tell that he was losing the fight not to cry. Tears were popping out of his eyes and slipping down his cheeks.